Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I have a new pet peeve. It's not even a new pet peeve. It's something that's starting to drive me crazy. And I'm speaking probably on behalf of everybody. I'm not the only one. God, I hate neutral zone infractions. I hate neutral zone infractions so much.
Yep.
Neutral zone infractions are the worst. And I feel like teams I watch are more guilty than they're not. I think Michigan does it too much too.
Well, Aiden Hutchinson had one that turned a 3rd and 7 into a 3rd and 2. And on that play, they ended up with a big conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 3rd and when it was 3rd and 7, even though he was offside, it was an incomplete pass. It would have been nice, but that was unfortunate. Then Lee McNeil just lined up offsides on one play. Those are mad. I can give a little bit of leeway to offsides. Like if you're jumping the count, and on that play, I thought that Hutchinson was jumping the count because he was looking at the play clock, and the play clock was down to 0. Like, they could have thrown a flag for delay a game. He tried to time it, and then he gets the flag thrown on him. But the Aleem McNeil one, lining up in the neutral zone is infuriating. You're just there. Like, oh, yeah, I see the ball. Well, do you see where your head's at?
Yeah.
Or your hand?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Todd is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My champ, I just wanted to give it overall to, I mean, the Lions. I mean, just I believe it was just a team effort, you know. The chump, like I told Chang, my chump is kind of I was at the game yesterday, and there were people leaving in droves early. Kind of like going back to the caller, Paul, from earlier. But it was also a lot of the guys that were leaving around me, and it kind of goes back to a little bit what you just mentioned, Doug, about the people betting and probably losing. That was the other thing I was noticing around us, is so many people were more concerned about looking at their phones and, like, their fantasy league or, you know, their bets and stuff like that. And I'm looking at my wife, and I'm like, there's a game right in front of us. What are all these people doing? They're staring at their phones at their fantasy league.
Yeah. Look, everybody's got their own priorities, and you can prioritize whatever you want. I get a little frustrated with the whole gambling aspect of it. But
another thing I just wanted to throw out there too, when we were standing in line to get into the game yesterday, we met a couple from that were from New York. Got to talking to them, and it was actually the parents of a guy that played that plays for the Giants. He's a linebacker, but he was on special team yesterday, I guess. But I wanted to also give a shout out, I guess, to Detroit as a whole, because they said they were absolutely amazed at Ford Field and everything around Ford Field. Their son actually played for the Chiefs last year, and they said, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this whole setup down here downtown for your field, they're like, hands down, is better than Kansas City. Hands down, was better than the Cowboys Stadium, which I was absolutely floored with. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And they said, no, the billions that Jerry Jones spent down there, they're like, you guys got it going on here in Detroit. Like, what a great setup.
It's pretty crazy, because I think it has to do with when your stadium is in the middle of a massive parking lot, Silverdome style. It has no ambiance. It has nowhere to hang out that is even remotely attractive. You tailgate in a parking lot. I think the idea that downtown Detroit, I remember when Ford Field first opened, Todd, we took shows of people that were worried about, where am I going to park? How are we going to get in and out? And I realized quickly it was way better than the Silverdome, because there's a million places to park. So everybody's going a different direction. So there's not one way in and one way out. I mean, it's not like there isn't traffic, but traffic to get to Lions games downtown, my experience, way better than traffic when they were in the Silverdome. And yeah, a lot more to do around the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they said, like, in Kansas City, they said there's like a designated tailgate area. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you know, or whatever. I mean, I've only been to the Hall of Fame game this year, and then obviously Ford Field multiple times. I haven't been to, you know, other fields around the nation, but just to hear it from somebody that's
cool,
traveled with their son watching them and saying, so far in 2 years, you guys got the best setup so far that all the fields that we've been to, you know, that watch our son play. And I was like, man, that's awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, Ford Field's great. And all the little pockets around there that you can tailgate at, the different parking lots that there are. And, you know, you can really get a feel. And it's right in the heart of downtown. So you're right, Doug. That's the big difference between that and the Silverdome, is that, you know, you go to park at any one of these, you know, 100 parking lots. And as you're walking from there to the game, you can stop off in any bar or restaurant that's along the way, and there's a ton of them. Or you can hang out and have some beers outside your car with some friends. It's actually pretty great.
Today's football coverage presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Great show. Also, news from the NFL. Kevin Stefanski has announced that Shedeur Sanders will get his second consecutive start.
Congratulations on your guy.
Not really my guy. I'm rooting for him, but he's not necessarily my guy.
I think your guy
My guy's in Miami. And he's
maybe not, he should start, too.
And he's not good.
Your guy's Tua?
No. Tua's backup.
Your guy's not good enough to beat out Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, wow.
This hurts. This hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Who's your guy?
He's a backup in Green Bay. Yeah. How about the other thing? So I'm going to replace Jared Goff with Patrick Mahomes, and a player celebrating a sack kicks Mahomes in the head. What do you think happens?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Was it overtime or was late in regulation? No, it wasn't overtime, obviously. It was late in regulation and Goff gets sacked and the Giant defensive lineman gets up to celebrate and kicks Goff in the head while he's on the ground.
They showed the replay in the stadium, I guess, and the crowd was booing like crazy.
I heard them boo. I thought that he just got... Thought was he just got thrown to the ground late.
No.
He got kicked?
He got kicked in the head as part of the celebration.
Yeah, it was incidental, but it still happened.
Yeah. Just go to Twitter and type in Goff kicked in the head.
I literally just did that. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Whoa, easy, buddy.
Right? If that were Patrick Mahomes, we'd be looking at a suspension.
I mean, that's like... The first one's just like step one, and then the step two is let's kick you in the head. Like,
you
the first one just barely missed him.
I hear you. I'm not going to complain, but I got a feeling. You know, was anyone worried about the sack at the end of the game with Hutch of the hip drop tackle rule?
Yes, 100%.
I was. Okay, and they didn't call, so I'm like, and that would have been terrible, but it crossed my mind. So if they're not going to call that, I'll forgive him kicking Goff in the head because he's okay.
Well, it's because Jameis Winston isn't Patrick Mahomes. Dude, all the memes last week when that official... I get what he tears Achilles.
That's Mahomes, it's a penalty.
And but the official the official and the Texans who did the Texans play on Thursday night? Was it Bills? Texans
yeah,
Bills.
Yeah, Bills, yep.
So an official tore his Achilles. And people were tweeting out bad news for the Chiefs. another one had Kansas City's logo and it said Chief out remainder of the season.
It was they can't avoid the injury bug.
Yes.
The ref is out. He's down.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Heartbreaking news. Chiefs lose. Critical. Chiefs season comes to an end. I mean, it was hysterical the way this got treated around the country. Everybody was talking about how the Chiefs lost a key player and an official. But in Goff's case, I mean, if that were Patrick Mahomes, you think we'd be seeing that on loop today?
I'm starting to think the league does not care for Jared Goff. At least the officials don't.
Why?
I mean, go back to this is going back to the ridiculous shot he took in the playoff game against Washington last year, where he almost got knocked right. The F out on it was an interception or a fumble return, and just absolutely got clocked helmet to helmet, and nothing. No, it's okay. Go ahead and do that. And then it feels like there's been a few other plays where he has gotten manhandled or slammed late after the play and nothing. It's okay. You're just Jared Goff. Get up. Tough up.
Merely. Yeah, I don't know if there. I don't believe in conspiracies. But
no, I don't either.
Yeah, the fact is he got kicked in the frickin' head. Rico Beard's in studio and joining us now.
What conspiracy are we talking, gentlemen?
No, there's no conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
We don't believe in conspiracies, but
I do, so that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
What's going on, guys?
What do you got planned coming up next?
I was listening to your show, so I take it Holmes won?
Oh, Brad Holmes ran away with Chump of the Weekend.
Okay. And because he didn't, address the team needs or...
Cause
did he miss a tackle?
I guess because I think it's probably latent trade deadline angst more than anything.
Yeah. Well, no, that was a very, 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 very concerning game. It was, Unfortunately, I would put it more as the Giants lost rather than you won.
Why?
Because the Giants were in control of that game pretty much the entire game, and then they gagged it away.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Gibbs was the man, but yeah, Jameis was out there looking like he was a Hall of Famer.
I got to tell you, I went from disliking Jameis Winston to actually liking him.
You know, I needed him to win just because I wanted to hear what he had to say afterwards.
Well, you could listen to him afterwards after a loss, too.
I know, but it's not the same.
I didn't need him to win that game. I need him to win a game. Else, yeah, but don't win that game.
And they didn't.
No.
Good news.
All right, well, we got a short week, so we'll have plenty of preview of the Lions in Green Bay coming up later this week. You guys have a great show, all right?
Yeah, Green Bay got a bye week yesterday.
Well, hope they don't get healthy all of a sudden. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.